Time to Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm your host, Colleen Ballinger, and I'm not with my regular co-host today, Mr. Carrot, Eric Stucklin. I'm here with my mother,
Yay!
Gwen Ballinger, the queen of all queens.
I don't know about that, but...
I know about that. I'm so excited. Eric was busy today, and so I was like, hey, instead of doing it by myself, I'll bring my incredible mother to come help me podcast at the beach. We're at the beach today. So if you're listening, you might hear the sounds of the ocean or the wind.
Or that giant sea lion.
Yeah, there's this huge sea lion over there just sitting on a rock. And we cannot figure out how it's not falling off.
Because those waves are smashing it and it's like, whoa, but it never goes off.
Right. And sea lions look so slippery.
They do. They don't have... clawed in or...
Yeah, they don't have any claws or anything. It's just...
Flippers.
It's just... Anyway.
Maybe it's the weight.
Maybe,
pretty,
yeah, maybe.
They're pretty hefty.
I don't know. It's very impressive. So anyway, I thought it'd be fun to sit and chat with my mom while we look for sea glass. And my mom, right before we turned on the camera, found this incredible top to a bottle here. I'm going to come show it to the camera, so if you're watching, you'll see it. But it's the top of a glass Clorox bottle, like a full top. Eric's going to be so excited. They used to use these glass bottles for Clorox back in the day. And we found the bottom of a Clorox bottle once on the beach. So he's going to be very excited about that. But we're going to sit and look for sea glass and chat. And something you might not know about my mom, or maybe you do know, is my mom loves sea glass.
I do.
And you were into it before I was, way before I was into it.
Yeah, my friend and I would always go to the beach and just scour it, find all kinds. Huge, huge tub of sea glass.
So
that you made an incredible Christmas gift for me out of sea glass.
Yes, that was fun to make.
Was amazing.
I took a bunch of sea glass of my mom's sea glass. I made Christmas ornaments, but I also made like our whole family of snowmen.
It's adorable.
It's very cute.
It's adorable.
But what got you into sea glass? What made you want to start looking for it? Why do you like it?
My friend. I think that's how it all started, with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you like about it?
I don't know. It's just like someone's trash is another man's treasure. And
I know. Isn't that beautiful?
They're pretty once the sea tumbles them around. Mm-hmm. They're just gorgeous.
I like that it just feels calming at the beach looking for them. Like my brain doesn't think about anything else when I'm looking for it. And you're right. It does feel like it's like you're in on a secret when you find a good one.
Yeah.
Like I see other people on the beach now just sitting, enjoying their time, like soaking up the sun. And I'm like, you're probably sitting on gold.
Probably.
You don't even know it.
Probably.
It's trash. It's not gold, but it's not worth anything. But to me, you know, it is. Anyway.
And you and I wouldn't just sit at the beach anyway.
No, we can't.
Impossible.
I saw this TikTok of a guy who was like, I tried to set up a romantic date with my ADHD wife at the beach, and he's sitting on a blanket alone. And he's pans over, and she's like way off in the distance, and she picks up like a rock and a stick. She's like, look what I found! And he's like, oh my God. And I was like, that is so me.
But it was romance to her.
Oh yeah, that truly would be super romance to me too. Mom just found the cool, that's a gray, a cool
it's
chunk
pretty.
Of gray sea glass. That's so pretty. Well, Eric is missed today, but he'll be excited about the treasures that we're going to bring home.
Yeah.
My mom also, by the way, is very into rocks, which she was into rock tumbling before me. But somehow I didn't know this.
No, it was after you left home. And it was short-lived just because I felt like no one else understood it.
Right.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
And then I stopped, and then you got me started again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shocked because when I got into rocks, I was really into it. And everyone around me was like, why is she looking at rocks? Like, this is so bizarre that she likes rocks so much.
So
but everyone, no one was like making fun of me. They're just kind of like, okay, you like rocks. That's cool. But then when I told my mom I liked rocks, my mom lit up. And she's like, oh, I have to show you my rocks. And I was like, wait, what? And she brought out buckets and boxes of rocks. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. And we both like shared our passion for it. And then we started going to the beach and rock hunting together. So yeah, what do you like better? I'm curious, rocks or sea glass?
They do different things.
That's true.
They do different things. Sea glass, you find it, that's exciting. I just can't figure out what crafts to do with it. I see other people doing amazing
right,
crafts.
Right, it kind of like ends there. It's kind of like...
And rock polishing is having patience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long process, but it's exciting every step of the way.
And it's more rewarding at the end because
it
it's like you worked so hard and waited so long to make this beautiful stone.
Right.
Well, Mom, part of our show is you need to say who you or what you think needs to relax. Anything that is frustrating to you or annoying to you. So I'll go first so you get an idea of a thing, unless you already have something that you have in mind.
No, I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah. Well, this is what mine is. Okay. I have children, as you may have met them. And we sing a lot of nursery rhymes and silly songs and whatnot. And, you know, a very popular song is the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids sing Itsy Bitsy Spider. That's what they say. And I don't know if it was like on a TikTok or on a show or something. Maybe it was a show the kids were watching. But they were saying Eensy Weensy.
I've heard that before.
I had never heard this before. And I was like, Eensy Weensy? Why are they saying it's Itsy Bitsy?
Itsy Bitsy.
Who's saying Eensy Weensy?
I don't know.
But it was like I think it was a television show. And that's why I was so shocked, because it was like a real television show. I was like, how come no one in production let these people know?
Yeah.
But it's not Eensy Weensy. It is most definitely Itsy Bitsy.
It is.
So this led me to Google.
Oh, okay.
And go like, wait, this can't be right. And so I searched Itsy Bitsy versus, and then it popped up automatically, Eensy Weensy. And I was like, wait a minute. Is there a lot of people saying Eensy Weensy? And it turns out the Itsy Bitsy Spider is also known as the Eensy Weensy Spider in Australia and Great Britain.
Oh, just in another land.
But that's wild to me. When did the game of telephone change it? And that means it must be, if in Great Britain they say Eensy Weensy.
That had to be first.
That had to be first, because we're obviously America's younger, and we change everything to make it, you know, sometimes dumber. And
sometimes.
I'm not saying Itsy Bitsy's dumber. I actually prefer Itsy Bitsy. I think that's cute, because like Itsy Bitsy sounds like small.
Tiny, yeah.
But I guess Eensy Weensy, I don't know. Anyway, that kind of blew my mind. And so my relax at first was people who said Eensy Weensy.
Eensy Weensy.
But now it's kind of like people who say Itsy Bitsy, because it sounds like Eensy Weensy was maybe first.
It probably was, but...
You'd heard of Eensy Weensy?
Probably in passing, yeah. And it's like, no.
I'd only ever heard of Itsy Bitsy. It was mind-blowing to me.
Mind-blowing.
Look at this tiny little bird behind you. Oh, it flew away.
Sure,
never mind.
I can turn that way. Let me contour my body.
Mom, by the way, Mom was like, she's all, okay, I got to sit down on these rocks. Let me move the big rocks so they don't go up my butt. And then she starts moving rocks, and that's when she found the Clorox bottle top. So thanks to your butt.
Yeah, my booty.
For not wanting rocks in it. So what about you? Who or what needs to relax? If you need to take a second to think about it, you can.
I don't know. The eclipse, not the eclipse itself, but...
That's a good one. I know what you're gonna say,
leading up to it, there's going to be major earthquakes. There's going to be... Your animals are going to go crazy.
I saw that too.
Christ is going to return. Yeah. And all the different things. And it's like, well, one, no one knows the date or the time Christ will return. But it's just an eclipse, people.
It's just an eclipse. It's just...
And you didn't even know it was happening.
No, I knew it was happening. I knew it was happening, but I was annoyed because I was expecting this
darkness.
Great, grand, incredible thing, and
you wouldn't
it didn't
know
look different at all.
If you didn't have the little glasses, which I did have.
Well, I also am not in the direct line of the eclipse.
No.
Like, we're far from it in California.
50% was covered, and it didn't get darker. Now, it may be different when it gets completely dark. I'm sure that's really bizarre.
Yeah.
But...
I've seen videos of it. It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks really
cool.
Yeah,
all the conspiracy theories. That's who needs...
Relax, guys. It's
an eclipse.
It's an cool eclipse.
Yeah.
I'm all for it, but...
See, I had my own version of a relax about the eclipse a couple weeks ago, because everyone was talking about the eclipse and how it only happens once every 6,000 years.
No, we had one a few years ago.
I know, but everyone was saying, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You'll never see an eclipse again for the rest of your life. And I was like, wait, we just had one in 2017. So I was curious what that meant. But I guess there are different kinds of eclipses.
Full ones, little ones, part ones, I guess.
So was this a full... This was a full one.
Isn't there a night one? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not science. Smart enough like the science people are.
No.
But you did mention Jesus Christ coming back. And I'm glad you brought up the lovely man, Jesus Christ. Eric called him something last week that everyone was talking about in the comments. I'm going to go to some of our comments.
Okay.
Because we were talking about Easter last week.
Okay.
And Eric and I were trying to retell the biblical story of Easter, and we got some facts wrong, and our comments were very helpful. The one thing that kind of blew my mind that I feel really stupid about, as someone who was raised in the church, we went every Sunday. I went to a religious college, studied the Bible in multiple college courses, was in chapel 3 times a week. I am shocked and embarrassed that so many people were telling me in the comments, hey, Colleen, Jesus, he resurrected from the dead 3 days after Easter, from the crucifixion, I mean, and then Easter is the day he resurrected. But then he was here for 40 days. And then he ascended into heaven. So there's the resurrection and the ascension,
right,
is 40 days after. And how I did not know this is really embarrassing. I cannot believe it, because I have how long and how much of my life I studied the Bible that I didn't remember that part of it. And I think I thought resurrection meant like resurrection. To me, in my mind, that word meant like rising from the dead and rising up to heaven. And I had seen so many, like, you know, kids cartoons in Sunday school, and I had reenacted so many plays and whatever. Mm-hmm. And Easter seems like such a final moment, like you're celebrating that he is risen. So I thought that meant he had risen to heaven, and didn't realize that he was just still chilling here for 40 days after he had risen from the dead. Then he was like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to chill for a bit, and then I'll go up. So why isn't it that the ascension is what we celebrate? Because 40 days after Easter is the ascension.
Because he conquered death. Death couldn't hold him in that grave.
I just think, like,
the exciting part.
When I read this, I felt so stupid. And I was so grateful to people for educating me about it. But then I went and I tried to do a bunch more research. And so I was reading about it for a long time last night, and reading different verses about what happened after. There's not much information about what happened during those 40 days. Mm-mm. And I feel like that's a big flaw by the people who wrote the tellings of Christ. Because I'm like, why wouldn't they? I feel like that's what I want to know. There's a dead guy who then rose from the dead, who's God's son. And he's talking to the disciples, and he's making himself known to people so that they can see that he rose from the dead, and that, you know, he is Christ and his power and, you know, all that. But, like, I don't know. I feel like, did he need 40 days to do that?
I don't know, but I know that's what it is. I don't know. I don't know.
But see, then talk about conspiracy theories. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm going all over the place here, but my mind is, you know, my mind. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Smart woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves numbers. She loves playing games with her, like, audience, yes, and being like, oh, well, 13 is her favorite number, so it'll be 13 days until this album release. But there was, you know, 103, which is similar to 13 days between this and this. Like, everyone, like, loves looking at the numbers of Taylor Swift. Sometimes I think God does that in the Bible, because there's a lot of, the number 40 pops up a lot. Because wasn't Noah's Ark, wasn't there the storm for 40 days? I feel like I saw 40 a lot. And then Jesus rose from the dead, and he was there for 40 days. The number 3 pops up a lot. 6 is up a lot for, like, evil, you know, demon things. I just think that, I'm like, did Taylor Swift take notes from the big guy upstairs? She's like, hey, this worked for his Bible, like, to do all these numbers and, like, read into it, figure it out. I'm not going to give you all the deeds, give you little clues with some weird numbers that match up. It just seems like he does it a lot. I don't know. I just feel like I should hear more about that time when Jesus was here for 40 days after he rose from the dead. And why didn't I remember that? Why didn't I remember that he... Because I don't think they wrote enough about it. I'm literally giving God notes on his book. I'm not. I'm just saying I found that very interesting, that, like, once I started researching it, there wasn't much information. It just said that, like, he showed himself to Mary. And I think there's some parts that say it was just Mary, and then other versions say it was Mary Magdalene and another Mary, and then other things say Mary Magdalene and other women. So who knows who actually was, if it was choose by herself or multiple people. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just fascinated by the whole thing. So now I need to, like, go do more research and try to figure out more information about what Jesus was doing for those 40 days.
Well, I think he wanted the focus on conquering death and saving you from
yourself. I know,
but
then, like... Well, that was your finale, guy.
What a great finale.
But, like,
I mean, come on.
It kind of feels like the party's over, and he's like,
no,
hey, guys.
The party's just begun.
Well, no, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, no, I'll stick around. No. Like, you know, closing time, the bars shut off the lights. He's like, I'll stick around. Everyone's like, we went home. We celebrated. You stick around for 40 more days. Anyway, I found that very interesting, but I'm very appreciative of everyone educating me, and I'm excited to read more about it because I just feel dumb that I didn't remember that.
Not dumb.
Potsy Boy said, FYI, the Bible shows 8 appearances of the resurrected Jesus to different people at various times and locations over a 40-day period before he ascended into heaven. And that's where I got the, why did it take him 40 days to go to 8 different people?
He had his reasons.
Was he going up and down? Was he going up and hanging with God and then coming back? Was he just here and like hiding? What was he doing?
I don't know.
I want to know.
I don't know.
I want to know the answers to these questions.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay. This was interesting to me.
Okay.
And I'm curious to know your thoughts on this.
Okay.
So one of the things we talked about last week was Eric was saying Mary Magdalene was Jesus's girlfriend.
He didn't have a girlfriend.
I didn't think so either. And I, you know, that was never what I was taught. But Biz Beth, is your butt hurting, Mom?
No, I'm good.
You're flying.
I keep adjusting
into the rocks. In your butt.
There might be a booty
in your crevice.
In the
pebbles.
Rock pile.
Biz Beth J said, fun fact about biblical history. I'm an art historian. I've done a lot of research about women of the Bible because that is my area of study. Isn't that
cool.
a cool area
that
of study?
Cool.
Anyway, from a historical standpoint, which is different from the Bible, which we can't treat as an accurate historical text because it's been changed so much, one plausible theory among historians is that Mary Magdalene wasn't a prostitute, but actually Jesus's wife. Later on, when the Bible was rewritten, Mary, along with most women in the Bible, were made into prostitutes because why would strong, intelligent, courageous women need to be remembered as anything other than whores, you know? So in conclusion, you and Eric are both right and both wrong about who Mary Magdalene was. Most people in the world really don't know who she was because men in power way back then didn't want you to know.
Or they still don't.
I agree. I think, but I just thought that was very interesting.
That is interesting.
We don't know what the answer is, but I do know that, like, you know, over time, certain texts have been changed, you know, to favor certain things. But I just thought that was an interesting comment from a historian. And what a cool thing to study. Like, what is a very specific and cool thing to want to study? The women in the Bible.
The women in the Bible. There were some pretty cool women in the Bible.
Yes, there were. There were some cool men, too. And there were some pretty not great ones. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. I see a sea glass in between your legs.
How did I miss that one?
Sorry.
I
did reach in between your legs there to get it. The majority of the comments were about our retellings of Easter. And one other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, because I feel like you would love this.
Okay.
So we talked about, and then I have some questions for you.
I have one for you.
Oh, you can ask.
Just
what
one.
Is it?
Oh, it can come later.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So last week I also talked about this, like, I have this idea for a business that would be a horrible business if you wanted to make money, but a good business if you wanted to be me. And I think there should be, and everyone in the comments was saying that it should be called Holiday Helper is what my business should be called. I think I want there to be a business for the moms who are tired and don't have time, but want to provide a very magical, special holiday for their kids that's personalized to their children. Because I love doing all that stuff.
Yes,
like,
you do.
I really love making holidays as magical as possible. But I know that other parents either don't have the time to do it or the funds to do it, or they just don't like to do it, but they wish that they enjoyed it so that their kids could have those things. And I was like, well, I wish I could start a company where you tell me information about your kid. This is their favorite toy, this is their favorite color, this is their favorite candy, whatever. And this is their favorite character, and their favorite TV show, whatever. And then I create, like, a personalized magical Christmas or Easter, St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July, whatever holiday it is that you want. And it's affordable for families who can't afford things like that. Because I feel like there's event planners who can do that, but they're thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm like, there should be one that's affordable for every holiday. And, like, you can submit and apply and then, like, you know, I can do as many
that.
As I can. But do you love my idea? I feel like you would love this idea. And I feel like you would help me.
I would. 100%.
I know you'd be the first in line to help me with it.
You always had themed parties growing up.
I know. You're the reason I am what I am. But a lot of people are saying Holiday Helper is what it should be called.
That's cute.
And so the reason I wanted to bring that up is because something that was almost my relax this week and weeks prior has been, I love holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And being a mom on holidays is so fun. It's something I always dreamt of being because of how you raised me and how special you made our holidays and birthdays. And the one thing that's kind of like, I feel like a flaw, is I love all the magical, incredible, special holiday characters that come about. You know, we get to have Santa Claus come to our house, and the Easter Bunny gets to come to our house, and all these fun characters get to come to our house. I like to help out the Easter Bunny, I like to help out Santa Claus, and I know you did too back in the day. I know a lot of parents like to help out these characters. But sometimes I'm a little like, did a guy invent these things so the woman couldn't get any credit for doing all this work?
All the work.
Because, I mean, obviously Santa Claus and Easter Bunny and all these things are real, of course.
Of course.
But I feel like somewhere along the way, a man was like, well, actually, the parents and the moms didn't do anything. It was only this other thing that you'll never see and you'll never meet except for at a mall. How do you feel about this?
Well, isn't that just how it is with everything, my dear?
I think you learn that as you get older, as a woman, as a mom.
You do.
It's not like I'm looking for a lot of credit or anything or big things. It's just like interesting that it's like, you know.
It doesn't just happen, folks. It doesn't just happen.
It doesn't. I mean, the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and all that, they need the Tooth Fairy. They all need help.
They need help.
And I love to help them. And I feel like somehow these cool, awesome characters and people that sneak into my house while my children are sleeping are taking all the credit. Then Mama don't get no credit.
Because
these other things.
It's called being a mom.
I know.
It's called being a mom.
I know. But did you ever think that when we were little? I don't remember ever it being like Santa Claus brought us all our gifts. Santa Claus did our stockings.
Absolutely.
And you did our gifts.
Yes.
So I don't remember ever thinking.
See, for us, it was Dad did extra jobs to afford the Christmas.
Of course, yeah.
So then I could make the Christmas happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. But other people. No, Santa did the stockings at our house.
Yeah.
And the Easter Bunny, the Easter Bunny laid some eggs.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah, and I remember, you know what's so funny? Is I remember one year you got us pre-packaged Easter baskets, like from...
Because you guys wanted them so bad.
I know, but you know what's so funny? Is that, like, I only remember our holidays being so magical and wonderful. And I remember that Easter, you saying over and over again, like... Or, like, looking back on the home videos of it or something, you being like, oh, I could only get those pre-packaged Easter baskets that year. And I don't remember being disappointed in the Easter baskets. I don't remember... being sad, but I remember feeling sad that you felt bad about the Easter baskets. And I feel like that happens a lot with moms, is like in our own head, we beat ourselves up way more than like our kids are. You know, I beat myself up all the time about like my house being a freaking total disaster.
But you're raising a family in it, honey.
You know, stuff like that. But I, you know, how did you do with stuff like, because I feel like now as a mom, I respect and think of you a lot differently than I did growing up. But how did you feel as a mom growing up? Did you ever feel, I mean, I'm sure you felt not appreciated all the time.
I don't think I thought of it then.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
You just thought this is how it is.
You know, we were preconditioned back then.
Yeah.
It's different now.
Yeah. women are taught a little more to like, appreciate. It's okay to want appreciation and respect for.
Exactly. Or help.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big one.
Help.
But so you didn't think of it much back then?
No, I didn't back then.
Did you ever feel, you never felt anything like at all about it? You didn't feel like, oh, I'm giving up what I want to be doing to, you know, you didn't think about that kind of stuff in the moment.
No, I don't think so.
Do you ever look back on it and think those things?
No, the only thing, there's things I wished I would have done differently, but.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just encourage the next generation to.
Yeah.
To think hard and long about what they really want and pursue and do. And I think you girls did a good job.
Well, we tried to. Still. You know, I think you. I went to Rachel's birthday party over the weekend. And one of her friends came up to me and said, your mom is so sweet. She had met you at Easter.
Aww.
And your mom is just so lovely. And it's so interesting that your mom seems so shy and more quiet, but you and Rachel are so, she didn't say obnoxious, but that was, I filled in the blank, like loud and outgoing and social and we're a lot. And she was like, where did you get that? And I was like, I don't know. Because I feel like I'm very similar to my parents. but maybe I'm just not as quiet about it. Like, I feel like you and I are similar in a lot of ways.
We are.
And I feel like I got...
You're way more outgoing.
Yeah, but where why? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Was
maybe
I like that as a kid?
Because you were allowed to be you. No, you were very shy as a little kid.
Right. Maisie kind of reminds me of me in that way. That we're around new people, Maisie's very, very shy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when she's not around new people and she's around people she's comfortable with, she is the biggest personality I've ever seen in my
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
Like, she, I think, is maybe me. Like, does she
yes.
remind you of me
yeah.
when I was that age?
Talking,
I mean, I don't remember being two.
Talking all the time, singing all the time. Yeah, very smart as a whip.
Yeah, she's very smart.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I was smart back then, but
You're smart,
I'm just
girl.
Curious how similar my kids are to me as I was when I was their age. From your perspective as the grandma.
Flynn and Maisie are more, I see you a lot in them.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much Wes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, who do you
Wes is, oh God, he's such a sweet.
The sweetest little
He's just a sweetheart.
Nugget.
In his own world, he
yeah.
is a sweetheart.
He sure is. He's
yeah.
He's such a sweetie. Yeah, I feel that too. I feel like there's so many similarities between me and Maisie and Flynn, but then with Wesley's personality, I connect with him on such a different level
yeah.
because he is so different from me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very cool. Which That's of your cool. kids did you feel like were most like you?
You.
Really?
Not as a little child, but as a grown up.
Really?
As a mom, as a grown up.
That's
yeah.
so interesting. I always thought you and Rachel were the
oh,
most similar.
She, yep.
But as an adult.
She's more self-assured.
Yes. Rachel certainly is.
Her self-assurance is real. Mine was I made myself be
yeah.
when I needed to be.
Yeah. Rachel, yeah, she's very self-assured.
She's awesome.
Rachel, you say,
yeah.
you look good, and she'll say, I know.
I know I do. Well, you used to say that.
Me?
Yes, when you were little, like 4 years old, clean,
oh.
you're so beautiful. You'd be like, I know.
Yeah, no, I don't say that now. I go, ew, what are you talking about? No, I don't. I'm ugly. I'm
See,
disgusting.
See, that's for me.
You know, I think about that all the time because people all the time ask, like, where my insecurities and my self-hatred talk comes from. And you know, it comes from a lot of things, I'm sure. Certain relationships and people that I, you know, had in my life in the past and whatever. But I people are like, oh, was your mom not? I'm like, no, my mom gassed me up so much. Like, my mom was always, you're the prettiest girl in the world. You're the most talented girl in the world. You're an angel. You're perfect. You're every day. You told me how pretty and perfect and beautiful I was. But.
And are.
And dog?
And still are.
Oh, I thought you said and dog. And I was like, and the dog? What dog? But then I was thinking about how when I look back on my childhood and think about that, I remember you saying all that stuff. But I also remember you looking in the mirror mm-hmm. and saying, ugh, I look so ugly. Or dad saying, you're so pretty. And you going, no, I don't.
No, no.
And, or anyone complimenting you and you doing that.
I don't do compliments well.
I don't either. And so but I remember thinking, why is she saying that when she's so beautiful?
Aww.
Like, I remember always thinking, I was so confused because I was like, she's so pretty. Why would she say she's not pretty? And it's going to make me cry because I always thought that I just never could understand why you say that. And people in the comments sometimes will be like, don't talk so negatively about yourself. And I'm like, oh, whatever. But whenever they say, like, your kids are listening.
Yeah.
That makes me want to cry because
yeah.
I was listening
yeah.
to you and I remember you
so
saying
Maisie's
that stuff.
So Maisie's listening to you.
I know.
And Wesley and Flynn.
And yesterday I was having a hard time and Maisie walked up to me and she just goes, oh, Mommy, you're so beautiful. Out of nowhere. And I just was like, oh my God. But anyway.
That's so sweet.
My mom and I could talk for, well, I guess I've just mostly talking. I'm sorry. I'm very chatty.
It's fine. I love it.
What was your question?
This has nothing to do with emotions.
That's
or
fine.
It's not deep.
It never does.
It's nothing.
I'm the only one who does that in our family.
Someone said the other day, I use white cheddar cheese because, ew, why would I use the orange stuff? Cows don't do orange milk.
Huh.
And I went, oh, why is cheddar cheese orange?
Huh.
So I looked it up.
Oh, and?
It's an additive. It's not.
So it's just a color?
It's just a color they add. Back, way, way, way long ago, I guess some cows in England or something, because of their diet, they ate carrots, things like that, had an orange tint to their milk.
Hmm.
but they just kept that going because it's they're no longer orange tints to milk.
How interesting.
So, and they taste the exact same, and the additive doesn't add any flavor, and it's a natural additive.
But what's interesting is
but
that it's called cheddar cheese, and then it's cheddar. Called white cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
So shouldn't it be called cheddar cheese or yellow cheddar cheese?
Orange cheddar cheese, yeah. It's orange.
It is orange, isn't it?
Yeah. But I never thought of that before. Had
neither
you?
Like, no, but you know,
wait,
but when you first said it,
orange?
When you first said it, I thought about when I was pumping and breastfeeding.
Oh, the colostrum is yellow.
The colostrum is yellow, like when you first start.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's the same for cows, like when they first start, if their colostrum is yellow as well.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I was just fascinated. How did I never think? Oh, this isn't natural.
Yeah, that's. I think that's a lot of the food that we eat. Is definitely. I remember when we were in Canada shooting Haters Back Off, I needed cheese balls for a scene. And the props guy and the food department could not get cheese balls in Canada. They couldn't find the ones that we wanted anywhere. And also ding dongs.
Oh.
No. What are the
Hobos?
The snowballs. Snowballs. They're like dyed green or something. Anyway, yeah. They couldn't find them anywhere in Canada. And the props department, the guy, he's so sweet, came up to me and he was like, I just want to let you know, we had to cross the border and go to America. Because we don't have
junk food
like that here. Because I looked it up. It is one chemical away from being plastic.
Yep.
One tiny degree.
Yep.
From being, you are eating plastic, Colleen. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty gross. That's why it's in the script. But also I didn't want to admit that, like, no, this is actually what I like to eat. Like, this is, I don't like cheese balls. But I do like those Hostess snowballs.
Those were good.
They're
those
so good.
So good.
I feel like I got 1,000 more questions for you. I could talk to you forever. I don't know if this is interesting to anybody else, but I have 1,000 questions for you. So we're going to close out, but please leave some comments for us for next week for Eric and I to answer any questions you have or comments or ideas or thoughts. I hope you guys enjoyed this lovely little chat with my mom. I'm sure
that's
I have
cute.
A million other things that I'm going to remember that I wanted to talk about, but I didn't.
Next time.
But I do have a truck of the day. So Flynn and I recorded a truck of the day a while ago, and I just keep forgetting to put it in the episodes. So we'll end today's episode on truck of the day. So please enjoy, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Flynn's truck of the day.
Oh, truck of the day.
Flynn's truck of the day.
Oh my gosh, truck of the day. We haven't done this in a long time.
Yep, we have not.
Flynn asked to do a truck of the day. So let's see what you got today, buddy boy.
Today I have a race car.
What kind of race car?
Jackson Storm from Lightning McQueen the movie. I've been wanting this one for a long time.
It's true. When we got home, Daddy and I went on a little trip. And when we got home, the first thing you said wasn't, I missed you so much. It wasn't, I love you. It wasn't, never leave me again. It was, I want Jackson Storm.
Yep, that was right.
So why do you like it so much? What's so cool about it?
It's because it's the best race car in the world, and it always wins.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And that's why you wanted it so bad?
Yeah.
In case people aren't watching and they can't see, mm-hmm. Can you explain what Jackson Storm looks like?
So Jackson Storm has some blue on the side, and he's nearly race car number 20.
Did you say nearly?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I like it.
And he has eyes and a mouth.
Just like you.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a spoiler.
A spoiler?
Yep. And he's the color black.
Wow.
He's got letters on his wheels.
Hmm.
And it's from Lightning McQueen. And he always wins. Thank you.
Is that all? Do you have anything else to say?
There's more about it. Mostly it's blue, and its headlights are on the hood.
Oh.
I don't even know why that's right, but it's crazy.
That's pretty silly.
Pretty cool. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, are you done?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I
was confused by the thank you, bye. I thought that meant you were done, but it doesn't mean that. It just means politeness or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
You used to do truck of the days all the time when you were a lot younger, and you always did like a construction truck.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like construction trucks still?
Yeah, I love cars and trucks and vehicles.
Any kind of vehicle?
Yes, any kind of vehicle and trucks and a car.
So it's not just truck of the day anymore. It's like vehicle of the day?
Yeah, vehicle of the day. And there's letters on the bottom of it. And those wheels are part my train.
The wheels part your train?
No, they're part my train.
What does that mean?
It means they're really good.
Oh.
And so the wheel, it's how it goes faster is when the air hits it, it makes it go faster and faster and faster. So I'm pretty much intense, that's right.
You're pretty much intense, that's right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it even has orange and red lights at the back.
Yeah.
You're probably intense because I already told you that there's lights on the hood. That's the headlights.
Yeah, you're probably intense about that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. You all done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Clint's truck of the day.